The military services IT efforts don't always entirely meet the dictionary definition of duplicative. They're often the subject of a syndrome public sector IT critics point to frequently. Agencies build the same thing to serve the same mission, only slightly differently because of different needs, or what are perceived as different needs. Martin Westfall is the Joint Staff's Vice Director for Command, Control, Communications, and Computers. It's a problem he remembers from his time as a commander of Marines during the first Gulf War.
In 1991, I almost took out a Kuwaiti battalion that crossed my front during the Battle of Kafji because we couldn't exchange Blue Force tracking data. Folks, we have that problem today, still. That's a sin. We have to do better.
Westfall, who spoke on Friday to AFSCIA's Northern Virginia chapter, says the problem is not a failure of technology, it's one of policy, like the way the military has used processes like .MILPF, one of DOD's largest acronyms, and one that's too long to spell out in a radio story.
It is how we are directed to do business. And because one department, service department or MIL department, says we're going to treat this information as secret, and another one says, no, it's really unclassified because it's so perishable, we build different systems to be able to exchange the information that that particular military department needs. And as such, we cannot share that information cross-boundary in combat. We got to do better.
The directorate Westfall works in is the newest on the joint staff, born out of the ashes of the recently disestablished U.S. Joint Forces Command. The newly reestablished J6, in military staff terms, has several responsibilities. But Westfall says doing better when it comes to joint military IT is chief among them.
Technology will enable us to do this. It's the cultural shifts that are required. This has been briefed to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They are all on board. Now the question is middle management. And that's where the Iron Majors and Colonels and 14s and 15s live, but we're getting there. This is being top-down driven.
The redesigned process the Joint Staff is now using for determining which military services should provide which capabilities to the entire military includes the notion that since IT capabilities are going to be used as part of a joint force in any future conflict, jointness needs to be built in before a system is developed. Common system architectures will be enforced across the department rather than allowing each service to develop its own.
We are now embedding what we're calling information assurance mission thread. We have NSA working with us every step of the way from inception. So something that's different is now we are doing joint from inception architecturally instead of at endgame where we try to use baling wire, spit, and bubble gum to make a system work that is now joint. Adds to the complexity, the latency, the vulnerability, the security issues, everything. So that's what's changing.
Also changing is the information the individual military services will have available to them at the time they begin planning their programs and budgets for an upcoming fiscal year. Westfall says DOD's Joint Capabilities Integration and Development System, or JCIDS, will now tell military components precisely what the joint force will need from them before they begin building their budgets, rather than at the end.
The services spend an inordinate amount of time developing their budget plans. If we roll in at endgame and say, oops, sorry, we're going to break your glass and you're going to have to go back and do it again, that's not the way to do business. How much latency does that add to the process? How much time? How much inaccuracy, et cetera? Our objective from a portfolio management is to get ahead of the bow wave. My standard is the Marine Corps because not only do they have to start their process to meet everybody else's timeline, but they're in the beginning. They have to develop theirs and get it through the Department of the Navy. So they have to start the earliest. So our objective is to be able to provide what we need from a joint C4 cyber capability perspective to them. If they don't agree with us, that's fine. But that gives them plenty of time to develop and mitigate alternative solutions and courses of action to meet the need. It also enables, through the architectures, to see how each service supports each other and how dependent they are on each other. The other thing that this does is it enables us to test once, not multiple times.
Westfall freely acknowledges that big gaps and delays in capability in the past have been the fault of the Pentagon, not the military services themselves. For example, a tactical radio system that was supposed to serve ground troops in Iraq and Afghanistan was bound up in a requirements document dating back to 2002. Eventually, the military bought something industry had been developing on its own, but he insists that process has changed.
No longer can folks point to the capability development process and say it's your fault, because we are now turning documents in 4 to 6 weeks. And a lot of it has to do with the architectural data so that we can focus on specific gaps, information exchange requirements, whether it be a software fix, a hardware fix, whatever it is, from a joint perspective. So instead of doing analysis of alternatives that would take 2 to 3 years and would cost millions of dollars, particularly for information technology, by the time it was done, what happens in 3 years to the technology you were looking at? So now, using the architectural assessments and analysis, we are looking for those specific gaps, focusing in on them, and doing quick studies in 30, 60, 90-day increments. Iterative.
That change in behavior from the Pentagon, Westfall says, is not an option. If delays in military capability have not been enough of a change agent so far, he thinks budget pressure will.
I don't know if this is going to be a cliff. I don't know if it's going to be the foothills. I don't know if it's going to be a gentle slope, but the bottom line is, if you look through history, when does innovation occur? I'll go all the way back to Alexander and pull it forward. Innovation occurs when we don't have the resources and we got to use our heads. So I'm excited about this opportunity, and that's what we're doing. Industry's leading the way. We are adopting best business practices, and we are institutionalizing those best business practices. In my mind, business processes that work, et cetera, technology, through the architectures. Because what's an operational architecture? It is nothing more than a depiction of a successful business process. And it better be successful before you apply a Lean Six Sigma test to it, because what are you going to do if the process is bad and you put Lean Six Sigma against it? You're going to go bankrupt a lot quicker.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.